Tia. Hey, I was just texting you. You know, that one's a piece of work from the hospital. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't say that. I said that there was a neighbor in the house that was able to get her into the home and that they would call her once she was in the home.
Right.
I didn't, that's all I said.
Yeah, because she came with something, she's like, she had an attitude, like, yeah, well, that's Sarah said you made, like, I said, I didn't tell Sarah that, and that's not what I said. I said, I'm not what they do, and that's what y'all, she told me she won't be home until tomorrow. That's what my client told me, and I said, okay.
Yeah.
And then she said she's going to find somebody in the building can meet her there. I never told that this nurse that. She's like, well, that's just Sarah made. She's like, well, I call Sarah. I said, well, you do that.
No, and she called me, and I said to her, I said, so we were working on getting informal supports in place so that she can be discharged, because but the patient's insisting she's not getting discharged today. She's like, well, I'm calling from the hospital, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Yes. She has an attitude.
So now I am working. I'm going to, I'll find someone who could just go there to meet her. And help her get it.
Yeah, that's crazy. She got kids, too. She got grown daughters. This is ridiculous. I even asked, I said, none of your daughters came up to visit you? She's like, why would they come all the way down here? Why not? They drive.
And they're your kids.
Yes, they don't be bothered with her. They don't really. They don't be
bothered
with her.
That's
sad. Yeah, she's mad. But still, at the end of the day, come on now. Not one of them come and come get you. I don't drive. And the ambulance not going to be there until pick her up at the hospital until 5 o'clock. So that means it's going to be traffic. She's going to get home until like 6, between 5:30 and 6. She's down at 8th and Spruce.
I don't know why we can't just do the informal supports. It's so frustrating. But it's all right. I'll figure it out. I'll talk to the coordinator because, you know, we'll see what we can
do. I'll see her tomorrow because she's just want everybody in the house. But there's somebody in there was help her in the building. She got somebody who will help her in the building.
All right.
In her apartment. So they will help her.
I'll tell her to talk to the client because I don't think she's speaking to the patient at all.
She's not. She's just going off with what she said.
Yeah.
She's not.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Tia. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right.